I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's too easy to limit our understanding of refugees to people in need or people who are looking for help. Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International says a recent study by Talent Beyond Boundaries revealed that the refugee population has a wealth of sought-after job skills. With or without something to offer, though, he says we need to remember them as God's valued creations. Tent Schools is working with the refugees to help them realize a brighter future and experience the love of Christ.
We just invite people to come alongside us and see refugees through the eyes of Jesus as whole people, as people who can contribute to the betterment of society everywhere. People who've had experience now with nothing, and yet they have so much more to offer.
And Slava Gospel Association's been working in Far East Russia for a couple years, but the ministry there began long ago when an engaged couple pulled out the name Yakutsk twice from a hat. Now, after marrying, this couple followed God's call in their life and moved to an area with zero Christians. But today, there are at least 800 believers in the region. SGA's Eric Mock shares how SGA
has been doing biblical training as part of the Antioch Initiative. For 2 years now, we've been sending teachers out to teach biblical truth, where young men are now preaching expositionally from God's Word, where teachers are now hearing how to understand, explain, and teach the Bible to their own. And we're seeing just a miraculous change.
Please pray that the hope of Christ continues to spread through Far East Russia. We'll help you find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. These are stories that were written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.